relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
How long have we been on air? An hour. And I didn't even mention the really important news, the breaking news. Do we have a breaking news? We have to report it. Is it important? One down. How many left? 15 left, 16 left.
With breaking news, here's Sebastian Gorka.
Kamala Harris. Bye-bye. She's gone. The campaign has collapsed. What does that leave? 15. Eric, what is it? 15 or 16 left on the struggle bus for the Democrats?
15 left.
Only another 15 to go. I guess it's news. I guess that kill shot from Tulsi Gabbard. Oh, Media Matters, you know, kill shot. It's rhetorical, okay? For the little cat that's typing. It's a rhetorical kill shot. Okay, just in case. I guess it worked. Her record as a public prosecutor didn't go down well with her audience. Did she ever get above 3%? I don't really know, and I don't really care. 15 more to go. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. The craziness proceeds. Jerry Nadler, chairman of the Judiciary Committee of the House of Representatives, has announced the witnesses that they are going to be calling tomorrow. They have four professors. That won't be a snooze fest at all, will it? Four constitutional law professors. Oh, yes. Get my pillow ready for that one. They are. This is really interesting. So you've got the Democrats get to choose three out of the four. Harvard Law School professor Noah Feldman. Stanford Law School professor Pamela Karlan, because, you know, you've got to have a female because we're not sexists. And then University of North Carolina Law School professor Michael Gerhardt. Although, am I being presumptuous by calling a man, by calling somebody who's got the name Michael a man? Ooh. Am I imposing my cis gender normative stereotypes? I can't believe I said that. No. I'm just living in the real world. And then lastly, is this canny of the Republicans? Guess who their witness is? They get one out of three. You know him. You've seen his face. Jonathan Turley, a liberal, a left-wing constitutional law professor, although he is a critic of the Democrats when it comes to this impeachment. That's what's going to happen tomorrow. I guess because there's no crime, they're going to talk theories of impeachment. But there is a plan. I'm looking at a great report from John Nolte. You need to read his stuff. If you're not, you know Breitbart, yes, it's the number one on our list of, Eric, let's repost that list of the 13 most important, most influential sites in the United States. Breitbart is number one, but you need to check all the others regularly. The Federalist, Daily Caller, Daily Wire, American Greatness, all of them. John Nolte, one of the most important writers at Breitbart.com, he says that the leaking has already started. There is a Democrat strategy. It looks like there'll be an impeachment vote before Congress. And according to Washington Post sources, what are they going to do? They're going to have multiple articles of impeachment. So it's not going to be, you know, bribery of the Ukrainian president or extortion. They're going to give them a whole smorgasbord. They're going to give them a whole menu of options. They're going to be multiple, half a dozen or more articles of impeachment. Why? So that those Democrats in Trump districts can pick and choose. So you want to remove the president of the United States, and you're going to make it a multiple choice questionnaire. Do you think that's going to work? Tell me. Call us. 833-334-6752. I think it's another massive potential failure. Why? Do you think that a voter cares about the strategy of multiple choice impeachment articles when it comes to that polling booth? When they're behind that curtain, when they're going to choose which box they fill in, they say, oh, well, you know, my representative, he's impeaching the president on that article, not that one. Therefore, I can still vote for him. Are you serious, Adam Schiff, Nancy Pelosi, Jerry Nadler? Do you really think that's how American voters are going to respond? They're going to look at the whole of it as an utter, complete failure. And then they're going to judge you. But what's the real news? The real news is the following. This is Chuck Ross, great author at the Daily Caller. Attorney General Barr has openly disagreed with the key conclusions of the Justice Department IG and his conclusions on the origins of the Trump-Russia probe. Why? Because, according to the Washington Post, sorry, this isn't publicly, this is according to the Washington Post, the IG said the Obama administration was justified. There was requisite evidence to begin that counterintelligence investigation into our campaign. And the Attorney General thinks otherwise. He thinks the evidence wasn't there. Could that be the reason for why the administrative investigation into exactly that issue, the genesis of Operation Crossfire Hurricane, became a criminal investigation a few weeks ago? I think it is. And that's exactly why these leaks are occurring. Because the Democrats need to get in front of the narrative. They need to get their friends in the media on message, including Joe Scarborough, who just made this incredible statement about Attorney General Barr, one of the most outstanding individuals in Washington, D.C., with one of the most sterling reputations. This is former, I just can't believe I'm saying this, former Republican Congressman Joe Scarborough, cut five.
This is an attorney general, though, who misrepresented the Mueller report weeks before it was released because he wanted to spin it most favorably for the president of the United States. And he did so in a way that even Robert Mueller believed twisted the words from the proper context. This is also an attorney general who lied, committed perjury in front of congressional committees. For some reason, they haven't decided to bring him up on charges for that. Again, you have Donald Trump, you have Vladimir Putin, and you have William Barr now, pretty maids all in a row, lined up, wanting to disparage U.S. intel agencies at all costs.
Pretty maids in a row. I know I'm an immigrant, but where does that come from? Is that a phrase in American, Leroy? Pretty maids in a row? No, he's looking as quizzical as I am. What's the problem? The disparaging The intelligence community? Do you mean the intelligence community that illegally spied on a presidential campaign? That intelligence community? That intelligence community, Joe, that sent an undercover FBI, quote-unquote, investigator with a pseudonymous name to be a honey trap for George Papadopoulos in the UK. That intelligence community, the one that still can't identify Azra Turk. Who is Azra Turk? The mainstream media just isn't interested in who Azra Turk, FBI investigator, could be. I've worked with the FBI for years. I've never met an FBI investigator. I've met intelligence analysts. I've met SOS support staff. I've met special agents. I've met supervisory special agents. I've met deputy directors. Investigators? Never. How strange. Or how about that intelligence community that illegally used the NSA to surveil private individuals and unmask them and leak their identities to the Washington Post? That intelligence community, Joe? Yeah. We have a swamp to drain, and it is wide, and it is deep, and it is putrid. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, don't touch that dial. Next in studio, our friend, our special guest, Ilan Berman of the American Foreign Policy Council. Don't touch that dial. If you are an unhappy timeshare owner, getting rid of yours is probably a top priority. And now, with annual maintenance fees coming to you, this ongoing burden and expense is even more real. Thankfully, my friends at Lone Star Transfer can help. Let them do for you what they have done for thousands of others across the country. The process is done legally, ethically, and quickly. Lone Star Transfer also has a 99% success rate and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. They are family-owned and will personally make sure your experience is a pleasant one. Call now and see why Lone Star Transfer is the industry standard. Don't let another day go by with maintenance fees taking your hard-earned money for something you rarely use, if ever. Give them a call today for a no-obligation consultation at 844-310-2646. That's 844-310-2646. Again, 844-310-2646 or online at LoneStarTransfer.com.
And not to mention the shedding, I would vacuum the carpet 3 times a week. Frodo was scratching all night long, bouncing on the side of the bed, keeping me awake the whole entire night from all the scratching and chewing. It kind of makes you neurotic.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy?
Mounds and mounds of fur all over the place.
Come to Dinovite for help.
Dinovite.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
Dinovite is nutrition.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
He gobbles it up. He's not up all night scratching. His shedding is minimal, and it is such a pleasure to have my calm, relaxed, non-shedding puppy back. And I have to thank Dinovite for that.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dinovite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dinovite.com.
G'day, I'm Scott from Plug In Pest Free. If you have a rodent or pest problem at your home or business, don't spray harmful toxic chemicals. Use Plug In Pest Free, the electromagnetic pest control device that uses your wiring to get rid of pests fast. Just plug it in. I know a pest controller who was contracted to get rid of a cockroach infestation in a restaurant. He tried everything, even chemicals. Nothing worked. So he bought my Plug-In Pest-Free Pro, and a few weeks later, the cockroach problem was well under control, and he was able to keep his contract. Plug-In Pest-Free is not a sonic device. It's chemical-free and gets rid of pests safely and effectively for years. It comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 2-year warranty. Now that's fair dinkum. Order today and get 20% off at gopestfree.com, promo code SAVE20. That's gopestfree.com, promo code SAVE20. Don't spray and regret. Plug in and forget with Plug In Pest Free.
I couldn't sleep at night. All I could think about was my credit card debt.
I knew I couldn't get a loan, so the thought of owning a home or a new car seemed totally out of the question.
I was afraid to answer the phone, and I dreaded the mail.
It just felt like my credit card debt was this deep pool, and I was just drowning in it.
This might be you right now, and you should know you're not alone.
There is hope.
Right now, certified counselors at Trinity Debt Management are standing by and ready to help you, not judge you.
One call to 1-800-990-6976, and you'll find hope to live your life out from under the weight of credit card debt.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment.
Put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
If your debt has you down, we should talk. Call 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Portions of today's program are brought to you by Prison Fellowship.
Prison Fellowship, how you can do the most good for the most important people out there. You've read the Bible. What does it say? What does our Lord tell us in the Bible? Some groups are prioritized in front of others. The widows, the orphans, the children, those behind bars. With this campaign during the Christmas season, you can help not only children, but children whose parents are in prison. Please help me. Join me in my campaign, the Angel Tree campaign. If you donate $22 today, you will be buying a Christmas present for a girl or boy in America whose parents, one or other, are behind bars. You'll be sending them a message of blessings from the Bible, and we will also organize a message from their parent to that child. Think of everything you are doing with that one donation. God will thank you. Prison Fellowship will thank you. And those children will thank you. Think of all those people who've donated $110. That's five children you're supporting. And it's so easy. It takes a couple of minutes. Just go to my website, sebgorka.com, S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A.com, sebgorka.com. Click on the Angel Tree banner and make your donation today. Please, this is the season to give back and to bless those who haven't been adequately blessed. SebGorka.com, Angel Tree banner. You can also talk to a real person at 800-206-9764. That's 800-206-9764. I'm very excited. It's been too long a time since our next guest and I met. He is Ilan Berman. He is the senior vice president of the American Foreign Policy Council, and he has said that he will not discuss Qatar.
And by the way, you know, I sit on the stand, and it get hot. I got hairy legs that turn blonde in the sun, and the kids used to come up and reach in the pool and rub my leg down so it was straight, and then watch the hair come back up again. They look at it. So I learned about roaches. I learned about kids jumping on my lap. And I've loved kids jumping on my lap.
Ilan Berman, what kind of an ingrate are you? Come on a national radio show and announce you will not discuss vice president's hairy legs?
No comment.
You're not an expert in hairy legs.
No comment.
No comment. See, I've got him in a corner now. He's perspiring. He's going to get in trouble. All right, welcome. We're going to talk about really serious stuff. Great to have you in the studio.
Good to be here.
So this is just illustrative of the broader point. The insanity that we live in today, when we should be talking about real important things. We'll talk about the 70th anniversary of the founding of NATO, the summit that's occurring right now with our president in London. But first things first, there's the real world and then there's the media. Because in any other time, I think, the fact that hundreds of protesters in the country that is the largest sponsor of state terrorism have been killed by the authorities would be on the front pages of every newspaper for days. But it's not, Ilan Berman. This is unbelievable. We'll talk about why that is in a second, but can you give us an update? You follow these things. What's going on in Iran?
Sure. And by the way, to preface this, it's not just Iran. It's right. happening in Iraq. It's happening in Lebanon. And it's all part of a larger puzzle.
Right.
Since 2015, since the JCPOA, the nuclear deal that President Obama signed and walked us into, the Iranian regime has been on a path of sustained expansion. They've been expanding around the region.
And this is this isn't you know, trade expansion. This is
no,
military. This is proxies
and
terrorism
and trade and politics right. and influence. All of it enabled by the enormous economic and strategic benefits that they got as a result of the
Obama's deal.
And what you're seeing now is that there is overstretch on the part of this incipient Iranian empire. There are protests going on in Iraq. There are protests going on in Lebanon. And they're about a lot of things. They're about government mismanagement, corruption. But they're also about Iranian interference. And there are even protests taking place right now within Iran itself against the regime.
But let's be clear here. There's multiple constituencies.
Right.
So
that's right.
there are those who are in other countries who are fed up of Iran's intervention. Right. But perhaps most important of all, Ilan, are the Iranians who are right. saying, we can't afford to feed our kids, and you're fighting wars in Yemen, right? So it's protesting their own regime.
That's exactly right. And so there was a sense among Iranians, ordinary Iranians, that this deal that the Islamic Republic hammered out with the United States would have some sort of trickle-down effect, that their lives would get better.
Right.
Their lives haven't gotten better. The Iranian Ayatollahs spend much more money on guns than they do on butter. And the Iranians are fed up. And in real economic terms, ordinary Iranians are a third poorer than they were in 1979. So think about that for a second. Think about
a third poorer.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. In real
after
terms,
after $140 billion was released to them by the last administration.
That's right. That's right. And not only
and
that,
and one of the richest oil nations in the world.
Correct, and richest natural gas nations in the world, and a country that has spent the last half decade capitalizing on this diplomatic deal by normalizing trade with Europe, with the West. In a pretty dramatic fashion. And yet none of that is really translating into prosperity at home. So Iranians are young, overwhelmingly. Two-thirds of a country of 84 million are younger than the regime, meaning they weren't around when the Ayatollah...
So they're born after 79.
No, correct. When they weren't around when Ruhollah Khomeini stepped off the plane in Tehran. They don't buy into the core tenets of the Islamic Republic. They are really just interested in what the regime can do for them. The regime's not doing much for them. It's doing a lot of expansionism in the region, but there's not prosperity at home. And so you're seeing this grassroots pushback, and it's really dramatic, and it's really potentially transformative, which is why the regime is cracking down. Their regime's response to the current protests has actually been much more draconian than what you've seen in the past, because the Ayatollahs are scared.
As you know my family history, so as a child of those who escaped a dictatorship, literally, my father escaped a communist prison, was liberated. I have a certain baggage I bring or perspective. At the end of the day, what Stalin said, how many tank divisions does the Pope have, kind of comes to the fore. As long as the regime has all the tanks and the guns, are they going to stay in control? Or are you seeing fissures inside the regime where somebody could perhaps defect?
Well, that's the real question. And the answer is we don't know. And the reason we don't know is because the Iranian regime, in a very savvy fashion, as soon as the current protests broke out,
right.
they cut off the internet.
Right.
So this is a lesson that they learned 10 years ago. 10 years ago, the fraudulent reelection of their then president, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, brought millions of people out into the street because they voted the way they do in Chicago, right? Early
and often.
And often.
Right.
And so there were certain precincts in Iran that reported more than 100% turnout, mm-hmm. right? Which tells you the fix is in,
yep.
right? And so what happened was these guys were using the internet. They were using social media to organize, to tell each other where to meet next, where to go next. And the regime understood this very well.
So this time, preemptive action,
absolutely.
Cut down the internet. I thought the internet was designed so you couldn't do that. Somebody set it up wisely in a dictatorial fashion in Iran. We're talking to incorrigible policy wonk, middling martial artist and aspiring guitarist. What it says on his Twitter feed, I'm just reading it. He is senior vice president for the American Foreign Policy Council. Ilan Berman, follow him, Ilan Berman on Twitter. I'm Sebastian Gorka, back with my friend Ilan after these messages. Stand by.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-880-7474. That's 1-800-880-7474. Or go to SelectQuote.com. That's 1-800-880-7474.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issue and company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
I couldn't sleep at night. All I could think about was my credit card debt.
I knew I couldn't get a loan, so the thought of owning a home or a new car seemed totally out of the question.
I was afraid to answer the phone, and I dreaded the mail.
It just felt like my credit card debt was this deep pool, and I was just drowning in it.
This might be you right now, and you should know you're not alone.
There is hope.
Right now, certified counselors at Trinity Debt Management are standing by and ready to help you, not judge you.
One call to 1-800-990-6976, and you'll find hope to live your life out from under the weight of credit card debt.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment.
Put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
If your debt has you down, we should talk. Call 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Hi, this is Dennis Prager. It's been a big year for the Rational Bible, both volumes, Genesis and Exodus. They've been Amazon bestsellers since they were published. Writing these books is my life's work. Many of those who have read the books have called them life-changing. CEOs are now giving the books to their employees as gifts. At a recent event in Dallas, the president of a local company purchased over 500 copies of the Rational Bible Exodus to give to her employees. Regardless of your religious beliefs, or even if you don't have any, I believe it's so important that these books be read. I've asked the folks in the Prager store to give all companies that are buying at least 24 books a 50% discount on autographed copies of the Rational Bible, Genesis, and Exodus. If you're looking for a holiday gift for your employees or clients, go to PragerStore.com and click the banner that says Corporate Discounts. Whatever someone's religious beliefs, they will enjoy these powerful books. Go to PragerStore.com.
Hi, this is Sebastian Gorka. Over the last few months, my fellow Salem talk show host and I have been speaking across the country on the War for America's Soul Tour. Thousands of people have attended these sold-out events in cities across the United States. We talked candidly about the attacks against our Constitution, the push for radical socialism, open borders, and other threats to our republic. Not everyone could get a ticket, so we filmed the events in Sacramento, California, and Tampa, Florida. These were incredible nights with a few surprises. You can now watch the events on demand or even buy the DVD. It's a front row seat to watch me, Dennis Prager, Hugh Hewitt, Mike Gallagher, Larry Elder, and even Michelle Malkin. We discuss the critical issues that are at stake ahead of our next presidential election, and we give you the truth. To watch it now, go to WatchSalemMedia.com. You will be glad you did. That's WatchSalemMedia.com.
Germany, if you're unwilling to reflate your market and take on your responsibility in the rest of the world as a world leader, why are we the only ones that have that responsibility? Why are we the only economic engine? We are clearly the biggest. We can say to the Germans and our friends in Europe, we're all in this. NATO's important. We stick with NATO. But I'm not sure we need 289,000 American troops at a total cost of $102 billion if you add everything up. Maybe you should do more. Now, if you want to open up your markets, if you're willing to help alleviate third world debt, if you'll step in and help Mexico, if you'll step in and help Nigeria, like we are, then we can play.
Do you recognize that voice?
Do you recognize those hairy legs through the radio speakers? I told you I'd get Ilan Berman to talk about hairy legs. That was Joe Biden in 1987 saying NATO better step up to the plate. What a shock. How surprising. Anyway, we were just having fun in the break talking about muscle cars. I'm very excited. I just put up my poster of Sean Connery leaning against his Aston Martin. We've got to have a little bit of an atmosphere. I know Jeff appreciates all my posters. Not. Ilan, let's talk NATO issues. What is going on inside the alliance that you've got key members like France saying the alliance is brain dead, saying that we have to have a better relationship with Russia, and then the president who's actually got six members to step up and pay their dues? Are we? Is this another fake crisis, or is something serious happening?
No, I think something serious is happening, and it's the fact that the alliance is profoundly ailing. Because, fundamentally, alliances move along at the pace of their most grudging member. And the alliance is moving very slowly. And it's because, and most of your listeners probably don't know this, but last week, the Republic of Turkey effectively held NATO hostage.
Okay, we need to talk about this.
Okay.
As far as I'm concerned, I'm going to just throw something out there. You tell me if I'm right or wrong. I think, forget everything else, budgets are important. I think the future of ostensibly NATO ally Turkey is perhaps the most important question out there.
I completely agree.
Okay, good.
So you have this really paradoxical situation where you have an alliance built in 1947 that has all sorts of criteria that allow new members in, right? The idea is to create a welcoming parlor, to expand the zone of post-World War II
stability.
Prosperity. But no one ever thought about the idea that once you bring these countries into the fold, they have to remain with you ideologically, morally, culturally. And what's happening is that Turkey, which was once the Middle Eastern bulwark of the alliance.
The southern flank.
Yeah.
To the Soviet Union.
And by the way, a very important listening post in terms of
air bases, U-2 flights.
Yeah. Nuclear basing. Right. I mean, there are all sorts of things. But Turkey now, over the last decade, has pivoted in a very fundamentally Middle Eastern, Eastern direction.
Undemocratic.
Right? Undemocratic, authoritarian, Islamist in orientation, allied.
And the remarkable thing is when they wrote the Washington Treaty, they never put in a mechanism to kick people out.
Well, that's exactly right. So now you have a situation where Turkey, and by the way, in all fairness, the reason that Turkey did what it did last week when it vetoed plans for deployments in the Baltics, because it was miffed, rightly so, about Europe's inability to step up and do more stuff in Syria, rehabilitate, take ownership of the remnants of the ISIS caliphate. I think that's a perfectly legitimate concern. However, layered on top of Turkey's eastward tilt, Turkey's growing relationship with Russia, Turkey's what looks like Turkey's choice of Moscow over Washington.
Right.
This causes tremendous concern, and it forces the alliance to grind to a halt in a profoundly unhelpful way.
And at the same time, we have Macron making statements like this one and our president responding to them. This is incredible. This is the head of state of France, cut three.
And don't make any mistake. Your number one problem are not the foreign fighters. This is the ISIS fighters in the region. And you have more and more of these fighters due to the situation today.
This is why he's a great politician, because that was one of the greatest non-answers I've ever heard. And that's okay.
Because sometimes there's...
That's why I love the president. You're in front of another head of state, you'll say, dude, that is the most garbage non-answer I've ever heard in front of the reporters. Because it is. You know better than anyone, Ilhan. The ISIS recruitment of foreign fighters was 50% of their fighters, which is unprecedented in terms of Al-Qaeda and others. And the French head of state wants to just poo-poo it. Anyway, we're out of time. Can you come back for a longer talk?
Of course.
All right, let's do that. This is Ilan Berman. Follow him. He is the senior vice president of the American Foreign Policy Associate Council.
Council.
Got to get it right. Follow him. I-L-A-N Berman. Ilan Berman. And next time, I promise, no hairy legs.
No hairy legs.
A little bit more muscle cars.
Always.
All right, let's do that. All right, I'm Sebastian Gorky. The core board is full. Don't go anywhere. Judy, Chris, Max, Steve, Fred. We will get to you. We are broadcasting from ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, pain relief that's natural. has no negative side effects, and most important, works. Tens of thousands of you are taking it right now. I am taking it. Listen to, watch the video testimonials at relieffactor.com from those Americans who are getting their lives back, liberated from daily aches and pains. Listen to the endorsements of my fellow faculty members here at Salem. People like Dennis Prager, Hugh Hewitt, Mike Gallagher, Larry Elder, and then find out for yourself if it can work for you. It's so easy. Just go to relieffactor.com. Order the 3-week quick starter pack. It's just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. You can't even get a little mini cappuccino at Starbucks. Not even a tiny, not even a nano cappuccino at Starbucks. Order relieffactor.com. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. I guarantee if you take those 4 capsules with your breakfast, those 4 capsules in the evening like I do, by the end of 3 weeks, you will know if it works for you like it works for me. I am now 11 months pain-free. My back pain, my lower back pain has completely disappeared. Shouldn't you see if you could be the next success story? Go to relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com. You deserve it. I did it. So should you. Your call's next here on America First. 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752 on the Salem Radio Network. The team at MyPillow is grateful for you this holiday season. So grateful they have an amazing offer. Buy one, get one free on their incredible sheet sets. Mike Lindell has the world's most comfortable bed sheets made with the best cotton in the world, where the Sahara, the Nile, and the Mediterranean Sea meet to create perfect conditions to grow the best cotton. His new Giza Dream sheets are made with this long staple cotton, and Mike guarantees they will be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. The first night you sleep on them, you'll never want to sleep on anything else. Giza Dream sheets are available in a variety of colors and, as usual, come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Right now, you can buy one, get one free by calling 800-829-8468 and using promo code GORKA, G-O-R-K-A. For a limited time, buy one, get one free plus free shipping. Call 800-829-8468 or go to MyPillow.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A.
I couldn't sleep at night. All I could think about was my credit card debt.
I knew I couldn't get a loan, so the thought of owning a home or a new car seemed totally out of the question.
I was afraid to answer the phone, and I dreaded the mail.
It just felt like my credit card debt was this deep pool, and I was just drowning in it.
This might be you right now, and you should know you're not alone.
There is hope.
Right now, certified counselors at Trinity Debt Management are standing by and ready to help you, not judge you.
One call to 1-800-990-6976 and you'll find hope to live your life out from under the weight of credit card debt.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment.
Put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
If your debt has you down, we should talk. Call 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Are you hiring? Do you know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites. And now you can. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 100-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. Quickly screen candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 400,000 businesses. And right now, listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/America. That's ZipRecruiter.com/America. One more time. To try it for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/America.
Portions of America First are brought to you by Association for Mature American Citizens.
AMAC. You know who they are. They're the anti-AARP. They're the good guys, the ones that wear the white hats.
not the bad guys who supported Obamacare, even lobbied for Obamacare. The Association for Mature American Citizens is the conservative organization that fights for your health care to stay in your hands. If you join, it's just $16 a year. You get all the regular benefits, travel, accommodation, you name it. But you're supporting an organization that shares your values and fights for your health care to stay in your hands. Go to GorkaForAMAC.com. GorkaForAMAC.com, GorkaforAMAC.com, or call 855-624-4824. That's 855-624-4824. More than 2 million Americans have already joined. You should be one of them, AMAC. We have the evidence. We've had our deep dive researchers in the bunker here. We found out where Joe Scarborough got his line, and pretty maids all in a row, when he was referring to the Attorney General of the United States. I should have remembered this because, I mean, I was only a child, what, 35 years ago? It's from Mary, Mary, Quite Contrary. Of course, Joe Scarborough was quoting a nursery rhyme because, hey, he's... I don't know what he is. Anyway, Mary, Mary, Quite Contrary. How does your garden grow? With silver bells and cockle shells and pretty maids all in a row. That's exactly what I think of when I see William Barr. Of course, it's exactly what I think of Joe Scarborough, you imbecile. But that's who you are. Hey, guys, two of you dropped off the call board. I told you not to go anywhere. I know you went out there to save a kitten in a tree, do something really important. The number. You've got two lines, three now. 833-334-6752. That's 833-334-6752. Let's go to Judy in Brooklyn, line one.
I feel so lucky. First of all, I feel like a rebel with a cord, okay? And I feel like I'm in the army of the deplorables, and you are General Gorka.
I like that. Just don't get into Porsche Spider, okay? If you're a rebel with a cause, don't get into a silver Porsche Spider, okay? Because it doesn't usually end well. You know what I mean.
I want to tell you something. I'm now fighting on Facebook with some crazy people out there. You would not believe it. And it's very, you know.
Don't feed the trolls, Judy. Don't feed the trolls.
Not. You know something? I'm calling. I have a question. But before that, you had this fantastic woman, Jessie Jane.
Yes.
I love her anger. She was telling about bossing a 6'5" person around. So I just wanted to share something real fast. There was a husband who bragged to someone that he's the boss in the house. And he says, you know why? Because my wife told me so. So, I don't think anyone could boss you around unless you allow them to. Let her know that. But all right.
No comment. Go ahead.
Yeah. Getting to it. First of all, the do-nothings have nothing, okay? They have nothing. They never did worse. They're guilty of every single thing they've accused President Trump on.
Right.
And quite frankly, what they're doing now, what he's in NATO representing us, our country, they are undermining the respect for all of us. They are hurting us. They're hurting, and they don't give
and,
a darn.
And all of our and all of our institutions, right?
Absolutely.
Whether it's Congress, the DOJ, the FBI, you name it.
Yeah, and Dr. Gorka, by the way, term limits, look at Creepy Joe and Full of Shit. That's why we need term limits.
Wow.
They're like,
you mean we shouldn't have given him 49 years as a politician? 40?
Dr. Gorka.
Nine. Yes.
Dr. Gorka,
yes.
Can I ask you a question?
You may.
Yes? Okay, yes. But before that, I want you to know, I put people in three categories, groups. Good guys, bad guys, and clueless guys. By the way, I hope the voters
I like that.
Vote because it's the economy, stupid. Let's hope. They just want to distract.
Judy, what's your question? Judy?
I'm just saying, they're afraid of Ukraine. You know that.
Yes.
They're afraid of Ukraine.
Right.
They're distracting. That's all. Here's my question. I'm very confused, and I know you're the only one that can answer this.
Yes.
I know that President Trump released $400 million to Ukraine when he felt comfortable to do it, that this guy Zelensky will take care of the corruption. That was September 11th. When did he release those weapons? Remember?
The anti-tank weapons.
Yeah.
March 1st, 2018.
How do you like that? Do you know that Jeffries made a full lie to Chris Wallace on Sunday? You don't understand. I can't even listen and watch Sunday programs anymore. It's like...
Why'd you even bother? Really?
Because I have to know what the enemies are saying. I'm a rebel, remember?
Yeah, that's true. But yeah, I guess that's true. You could always listen to reruns of me. You could always listen to reruns of me.
Well, you know what? I'm glad you told me this because now I know the answer.
Judy, can I ask you a question?
Go.
Am I allowed to go to another caller?
You certainly are.
Thank you. Bye-bye, you Judy. Don't be a stranger. God bless. Bye-bye. Let's go to Chris in Missouri. Line two, Chris.
Hey.
You've been waiting very patiently. Thank you for waiting, Chris.
Oh, my pleasure. Good to hear you. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Thank you.
Two-thirds of my adult life, I was also referred to as a doc, but not for any academic achievements, just that I was purportedly respected by the infantry.
Were you a medic? Were you a corpsman?
Medic, Army medic, and flight medic, yes, sir.
God bless.
What I need to get to, my question or concern, is for you to elaborate, hopefully. After 16 years of honorable service, I got honorably discharged and fell into a slump. I got charged with a felony.
Okay.
And it's a nonviolent prescription felony. And I know you were in the White House with my beloved commander-in-chief, and with his prison reform, I wonder, and there's some nuance to this.
We've got 60 seconds, Chris. I want to hear your question. What's the question?
Please let me know what you think or what the public thinks or what the commander-in-chief thinks about maybe reestablishing rights, because I've completed another college degree. I've not gotten any more trouble. I would like my rights established.
So, Chris, I'm running out of time. I'm going to answer your question as briefly as I can, but I want to recognize your service. Will you stay on the line? I want to give you a copy of my book, Defeating Jihad. Will you stay on the line, Chris?
I'd be happy to.
Okay, so my response is, very briefly, you know, if you've paid your debt to society, if you're not a danger to society, I'm not sure why your civil rights should not be reinstated. I may be shocking a lot of people out there, but if you've done your time, if you didn't do something egregious, that's horrendous, why not give that person their civil rights back? I'm putting the question out there. I tend to lean towards the idea of you do it because that's the purpose. You're not going to do anything bad again, and you've done your time. Chris, stay on the line. Thank you for your service as a medic in the U.S. Army. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, and we are massive fans of Balance of Nature. Today, I broke the rules. I actually had it with my breakfast, those six little capsules, three red for fruit, three green for vegetables, and I feel amazing. I might just keep taking in the breakfast, but listen to my pal Joe Piscopo, who also is a massive fan of Balance of Nature.
Dr. Gorka, one thing I think you're going to notice is that your skin looks better, feels better, and if you're prone to like getting colds early or you have food allergies, all those are going to be helped by Balance of Nature.
What a great deal. And you also get a free health coach at the end of a phone line if you join the Balance of Nature team. Order your first Balance of Nature shipment today. 25% off your first order. This is a limited time deal. Go to balanceofnature.com. Use my name, G-O-R-K-A, for that massive reduction. Also, you can call them at 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. When you take those six capsules, you are taking 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables. How healthy is that? You know it is. Balanceofnature.com, code Gorka. Back to your calls here on 833-334-6752.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-880-7474. That's 1-800-880-7474. Or go to selectquote.com. That's 1-800-880-7474.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issue, and company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Sebastian Gorka here. Maybe you've been hearing about Relief Factor, the 100% drug-free supplement that helps a person's body deal with inflammation and pain. You've heard all the wonderful testimonials. Well, I have my own testimonial. For many years, my lower back pain was becoming a serious problem. The short story is,
I finally gave it a try, and now I'm out of pain too. So if you're in pain, you can order the 3-week quick start for just $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com.
If you haven't switched to Pure Talk USA, you're probably paying too much for your cell service. Pure Talk covers 99% of the country, and plans start at just $20 per line with no contract and a one-month risk-free guarantee. You've got nothing to lose. You can even keep your phone and your number. Get 50% off your first month when you call now. Just go to puretalkusa.com and enter promo code HALFOFF. That's puretalkusa.com, promo code HALFOFF.
Adam Schiff, remember, he told us that there was going to be collusion. He would definitely see it. There's been evidence of it. He guaranteed it would happen. And then when it didn't happen, what did he do? He just moved on to this whole Ukraine story that we've now been living through for the past 2 months. So they never back up and apologize. They never admit that they're wrong. And it's driven by something Speaker Pelosi said 2 weeks ago on a Sunday show. When she called the president of the United States, President Trump, when she called him an imposter, that is the problem. They have never accepted the fact that 63 million Americans voted to make Donald Trump president of the United States in an electoral college landslide. They've never accepted that fact, and they're out to get him.
That was, of course, Congressman Jim Jordan on the Tucker Carlson Show. It's what Steve Bannon, I think he christened it, the Nullification Project. You didn't vote for Donald Trump. If you did, you made a mistake, and they have to nullify your choice in 2016. That's why they're impeaching him. So where is the Russia issue? What happened to it? How did it disappear? If you've been vested in it for 3 years, don't you feel shortchanged? Let's squeeze in one more caller. Let's go to Max in Florida, line 3. Welcome, Max.
Hello, Dr. G.
Hey.
I'm 850 country once again. I have been stirred up thinking about old episodes with Scarborough when he was down here on the Gulf Coast. Absolutely astonishing, you know, where he was then and where he is now. But at any rate, what I was telling when I called in the first time, I'm the one that dropped the call. I was telling him that I remember when Joe was a young guy here and he came to our men's prayer breakfast one morning. And
was he already a congressman?
Yes, yes, he was. A young congressman. He had to be in his early 30s. I was in my late 30s there, and then we're talking the mid-90s, somewhere around there. But at any rate, he didn't get the attention he wanted at first at the men's prayer breakfast. It was astonishing. You know, he had his lackey with him at the time. And, you know, and by at that time in history, you know, we all thought he was an up-and-coming young gentleman, you know. But, of course, the time told differently. But he did not get the attention he wanted that morning. And
so what happened?
Suddenly he stood up with his lackey, and he didn't even say goodbye, everyone. Thank you for having me, or nothing. He wanted to speak first, apparently. He just got up and walked out.
So, Max, you're telling me that Joe Scarborough, as a congressman, goes to a men's prayer breakfast, and because you don't obsequiously tug on your forelock and give him the requisite recognition, he just walks out?
You nailed it. Yeah, it was astonishing.
Why?
Yeah, it was astonishing. So I coined the phrase right after that. I said, we'll just call him Squinty Joe Scarborough from now on. And my friend at the time said, golly, yeah, that nails it. Because at that time, he was always squinting, like he had something to hide. So everyone was saying, learn to open your eyes, Joe.
Maybe he thought that's what looking serious and manly is when you squint. Max, thank you for calling. Why am I not surprised that Joe Scarborough wanted to be the center of attention at a prayer breakfast? Yeah. I'm Sebastian Gorka. I'm just gutted. That's 2 hours down. It really flew by. But Ilan Berman will be back for an hour. He promised me in the next hour. Sydney Watson, your calls and my analysis here on the Salem Radio Network.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to get your house ready for the winter so you can sit back and enjoy the holidays. Home Advisor can help get you started. Home Advisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. Home Advisor can help with any home project, big or small, painting, plumbing, even remodeling. So why wait? Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started on your next project. Home
Advisor. Hi, this is Sebastian Gorka. Over the last few months, my fellow Salem talk show host and I have been speaking across the country on the War for America's Soul tour. Thousands of people have attended these sold-out events. We've discussed the attacks against our Constitution, radical socialism, open borders, and other threats to our republic. You need to hear the truth about what's at stake ahead of our next presidential election. You can now watch these events on demand or even buy the DVD. Go to watchsalemmedia.com. That's watchsalemmedia.com.